Come on.
He'll be seeing the show.
How'd they do that? Okay. The news is next. You know, we have a shortage of police officers in this country. I mean, people are, you can probably see why.
Right.
We will chat about that next. ESPN 93.5. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. President Trump has signed the bill to keep the government open. I'm Dave Anthony, and he tweeted, our military will be stronger than ever before. It also means jobs, jobs, jobs.
Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The House passed that at 5:30 a.m. after Congress pulled an all-nighter, thanks in part to Rand Paul.
The senator from Kentucky, by objecting to the unanimous consent request, will effectively shut down the federal government for no real reason.
Fellow Republican Senator John Cornyn, Paul blocked a vote for hours till after the midnight deadline, warning the bill
will lead to trillion-dollar annual deficits.
67 House Republicans also voted no, unhappy the bill that provides six more weeks of funding also increases spending on domestic programs for 2 years in addition to the extra military funding. A lot of people might be dreading the opening bell on Wall Street. The day after another giant plunge, Fox's Ginny Cassola watching the markets live.
Dave, futures are higher, though there's no clear indication of how stocks will do today. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped more than 1,000 points yesterday, closing down more than 10% from the high on January 26th. That's the second drop of 1,000 points this week. But Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst, Greg McBride, says if you put in $100 at the market high, you'd still have $90. Dave?
Ginny, the Olympic cauldron's been lit. The games have begun. Fox's Simon Owen live in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
Dave, the opening ceremony here featuring athletes from North Korea and South Korea marching together under one flag. And in the VIP seats, South Korea's president shook hands with the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim Yo-jong is making a rare visit to the South. She, in turn, was seated just a few feet away from Vice President Mike Pence, although it's not clear if they had any contact. Dave?
And Simon, the vice president just met with some North Korean defectors. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Again, our top Fox story. President Trump has signed the bill to keep the government open, providing six more weeks of funding. Congress passed it just before dawn after an all-nighter amid some conservative objections to the increased military and domestic spending raising the deficit. Democrats who voted no were unhappy. There's no DACA fix protecting immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as kids, but House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Republican, promised,
my commitment to working together on an immigration measure that we can make law is a sincere commitment.
President Trump is demanding border wall funding in exchange for a path to citizenship for nearly 2 million immigrants brought here illegally as kids, but there's a challenge to his proposed wall. California and some advocacy groups have sued to block it, demanding environmental reviews, and there will be a hearing in court today in San Diego. The presiding judge, Gonzalo Curiel, who President Trump is a candidate, accused of being biased on immigration because of his Mexican heritage. Seattle is following San Francisco's lead, making some old marijuana convictions go up in smoke.
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan announced that they plan to vacate misdemeanor marijuana possession convictions in the city.
We did little to stem the tide of the supply of drugs and instead incarcerated almost an entire generation of users who could have had a different way.
Durkan said the war on drugs disproportionately targeted Black Americans. The city attorney will ask the municipal court to vacate as many as 600 marijuana cases in the coming days. This will not impact felony convictions, which are prosecuted at the state and county level. The state legalized marijuana back in 2012, and a decade before that, Seattle voters approved a plan to make marijuana-related cases law enforcement's lowest priority. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
It's a snowy day from parts of Iowa to Ohio. Chicago, Detroit could get a foot of snow. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
All right, ESPN 93.5 weekend weather. Here we go. We got a little snow. No real mention of accumulation. Looks like most of this stuff's going to be in Chicago.
4 or 5 inches already there.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Okay.
But again, north of I-80 is where their prediction is for it to get pretty bad. 20% chance of precipitation that could be in the form of rain or snow for us, with the temperature between 40 and 23 today. Then a 20% chance of precipitation. They're calling it the wintry mix. All right. And they do have a picture of ice here on Saturday with the high 27, low 20.
Okay.
And then we have that 80% chance of overnight. Precipitation.
All right.
Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high at 25, low 3. Right now, the temperature's at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
So Sunday night into Monday, it's single digits then. Okay,
right.
So after everything moves through,
mm-hmm.
And it's big coat Monday. All right.
Yep. And
ESPN.
Then up to 38 on Tuesday, so we do get warmer next week.
All right, it's February and Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday, Wednesday. That's February 14, Ash Wednesday, start of Lent. That's 40 days till Easter.
Yep.
Here we go. All right, Illinois loses last night to Wisconsin. You know, last time we played Wisconsin, it was awful, and last night it was just bad. So there was improvement. It's a bad matchup. We can't play that team. It's just, bleh. Brad Underwood. I said Brad Underwood.
Cue the coach.
Yep.
It's about continuing to grow with this group, and tonight I think we took a step backwards, which is pretty frustrating. And I can't. All you got to do is look at the assist total for them, and you know that we weren't very aggressive defensively. And they were good tonight.
Let's see if we can get a real darn good question from Jeremy Warner here. Yeah.
Brad, when you have Laron and Trent kind of carrying you through most of this season, how do you address that in the short term and in the long term?
Good question. And his expression was like, "What you really? This is what this the what, the yeah."
Recruiting.
One word.
In the long term, I mean, the game is about making shots, and you go take any team in the NBA. Who's number one? Villanova, they lost the other night. But go look at them. They're minus a couple guys. They make shots. You got to make shots. We won every place I've been because we make shots.
Yeah. Make shots. I'm an NBA player. Stevie J is an NBA player if you just take a look at me shooting, not the result. I mean, off the hand, I can look good. You got to make shots. Basketball is really easy when the ball goes in. And I think we get some really nice looks. And I'm sorry, Mark Allstark, but you're not a great, great shooter. I think he's really good defensively, but I do the no whenever Mark shoots. I'm sorry. It's kind of a knuckleball. But I think defensively he's really good, and I'm sure he's a great kid. I just not a great shooter. That's all. But we don't have a lot of options. I mean, Trent Frazier. I think the whole season's been worth his emergence. I mean, that guy, you never know when it's really hot and heavy who wants the ball. He wants the ball. And that's huge to have a guy on the team that wants the ball, and it's Trent Frazier. And we didn't know that 3 months ago. So that's a positive. We just got to get through it, try and finish strong, and get better. That's all you got. That's all we got. And I don't think the men and the women have ever finished last in the conference ever. Women's basketball started in 1975. I don't think we've ever been last with both teams, and we definitely are challenging that. The women lose last night in Indiana, still trying to get their first one. So we're kind of in a valley right now with all this, but we're going to get better. We're going to get better. Well, what's going on with the Blue Few? Nationwide police officer shortage getting worse. He heads up the School of Criminology, Criminal Justice, and Strategic Strategy at Tarleton State University, Fort Worth, Texas.
law enforcement specialist, Dr. Alex Del Carmen. Alex, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
Good to have you back on our show. Okay, well, it's not a shock, is it, with all the negative about our brave people, men and women serving their country, keeping us from anarchy and chaos. How do we get more people to want to be blue and be in the law enforcement field?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Not only the negativity, but also the pay, as well as the lack of flexibility in the hours that they work, you know, being able to not spend time with their families, you know, and obviously the risk that job carries. You know, it becomes a very, you know, very much a less and less attractive to a lot of millennials entering the workforce. And I think, you know, to answer your question, you have to look at it from a multidimensional perspective, you know, being able to increase your social media campaign, being able to educate the public as to, you know, exactly what law enforcement is and the promises of the career, and really go to the core of the reasons as to why people are not joining. Being able to educate the public. We've got to turn this thing around. We've got to show people that, you know, we can't expect cops to be super cops, you know, that they can only do so much and they're all human.
We honor our police here on our stations. We have Law Enforcement Official of the Month. We bring in law enforcement. We interview them. We honor them because I think it's critical. We had a big law enforcement appreciation banquet a year and a half ago. We need to recognize the value and importance of what they do. We need to recognize that they're not out there trying to hurt any particular person. And most of the people I've ever talked to, Alex, say, you know what, we just want to help somebody and not their best day. And it's, you know, like a public service, except with law enforcement, you can get shot. You can die in this job. It's risky, but it's so critical. Our lives would be completely upside down if nobody answered my 911 call.
That's exactly right. And, you know, oftentimes we take that for granted. You know, 2 days ago here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we lost a police officer in the line of duty. You know, and there's been an outpouring of support and this and that. But unfortunately, those things are short-lived. You know, after the officer is buried, everybody sort of moves on to the next topic at hand. And we forget the ultimate sacrifice that it's actually made by a police officer. You know, in the 20 years that I've been associated with the profession, I've had two former students that have died in the line of duty. And I can tell you, I just, you know, I mean, it's not an easy thing to even talk about. But at the end of the day, you know, they sacrifice so much for the rest of us. And we really, truly do not understand the magnitude of what it is that they do on a daily basis. If we did, I think, like teachers, you know, I mean, we would pay them more. And we would appreciate them a great deal more.
I agree with that, too. Well, I don't know if you said it's instant death penalty, no ifs, ands, or buts, if you shoot and kill a law enforcement official. I mean, you just, I don't know if penalties would be a deterrent, or you're dealing with mentally ill, or just the outcasts of our society that target police. I don't know.
You know, I think it's a combination of factors. You know, you've got the state of Texas, as you know, it's very tough on criminals and particularly on those that hurt or kill our police officers. And yet, you know, we had a death 2 years ago, you know, of a police officer.
Yeah,
I mean, so
right.
You think about what rational human being would actually shoot at a police officer and what rational human being would actually kill a police officer. You know, to me, it takes somebody who is irrational, who is not even thinking straight as to doing that. But it does happen. And unfortunately, it's going to continue to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate all you're doing down there as a teacher and a learned person, Alex. Thank you for the service and what you do. Your PhD is in what?
It's in criminology. I'm a criminologist.
Yeah. Well, thank you for helping us catch the bad guys, my friend, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Dr. Alex Del Carmen at Tarleton State University in Fort Worth. He teaches. And apparently nationwide anyway, I think around here, they certainly, you can apply to be on Urbana or the sheriff or U of I or Champaign.
Always looking to recruit good people.
Yeah, you always want good people. And I know a lot of candidates just, you can't even get them through stage one. They wouldn't pass a background or they aren't physically close. You know, those kinds of things. You got to have a lot of good attributes. You got to pass all these tests that say that you can handle stress and all these other things. It takes a special person to want to serve like that.
They got a great program at Parkland, too. I know at least two young men who are going through that right now.
Good.
Criminology.
Good. Appreciate all that.
Mm-hmm.
Sports headlines coming up.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission requires specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do.
Sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, quarter after 8.
Wisconsin beat the Illini 78-69. Trent Frazier with 32 points. He was definitely a bright spot in the game, but after the game was mentioning on the defense, we need to step it up a bit as we get ready for Penn State at 6 o'clock on Sunday. David Foley of Tolono will be going to that game. Brad Parrish won the tickets from Honda BMW yesterday, and Ben handed off those, so thanks again to him. Do you want to do
it? No, we're good.
Okay.
it's just, you know, Brad thought we took a step back. And,
right.
You know, all you do is you just play Sunday.
That's right.
Penn State's really better than us. We just see if we can win at home, but we're just, the whole season I said, you know what, we don't have anybody that can protect the rim. We just need a little more bulk in there, you know, a lot of bodies. We just don't have very many bodies that can do it.
Illinois women lost to Indiana 70-54 yesterday. Brandy Beasley with 21 to lead the Illini. Illini softball starts their season in Florida today. They have got a doubleheader. It'll start against Providence at 11, North Florida later in the day. Illinois Football Center got a gift from Stu Levenick, $5 million. Had Lovie Smith and our AD Josh Whitman stepping up to the mic yesterday. And we've got more details on that coming up inside the next half an hour as we visit with Mike Pearson.
Yeah.
And actually, Illini Legends List and Lore.
Yeah.
You've got a book that you could win.
Yeah, Game Day Spirit coming up, and they've got us some stuff to give away.
Stick around.
Yeah.
Bulls in Minnesota, Pacers at Boston as far as NBA action tonight. On ice last night, Blues beat Colorado 6-1. They've got Winnipeg tonight, Dallas over the Blackhawks 4-1. Jimmy Garoppolo with a huge deal with the 49ers. He's known for his work at EIU. And had that deal, you know, really halfway through last season, this season.
Just got it done.
With the New England Patriots, and then he went over to the San Francisco 49ers, and then they won 5 games.
That's how important it is. If you think you have a quarterback that can actually quarterback, it's really not as common in the NFL, and there's only probably 10 that are really, really good at quarterback. They think Jimmy's one of them. And they got the best deal, better than Drew Brees, or at least for now. Drew Brees is going to sign a big deal coming up, but Tom Brady doesn't make that much. Good for Jimmy.
Yeah, that's right. The Pebble Beach Pro-Am is going on. The course looks real pretty. I know Kevin Streelman and Bo Hostler looked him up, qualified when he was 17. He's 22 now.
Yeah, he's a young one. He played in Texas. He's been
Austin.
He was kind of a Jordan Spieth phenom as a teenager.
Right.
That kind of kid.
Both 7 under at this point on the leaderboard. And, of course, the Olympics are going on. We're rooting for Asia Evans. She's in action Tuesday the 20th, Wednesday the 21st on the bobsledding team. So she was a track and field athlete for us. And there's all kinds of Olympians in action and the opening ceremonies we can check out tonight.
Tonight, but again, I'll play that Simon Owen clip. We had Simon live from South Korea. It already happened.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, didn't give us too much.
Almost, let's see, there's 85 nations across 7 sports and 15 disciplines with 2,800 athletes coming in to Pyeongchang.
Yeah.
And they're there and ready to go.
Fun. It goes to the 25th, so it's there a while.
That's right.
The Olympics, NBC's got it this time. The ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 40, slight chance of precipitation, they're saying. Ice, 0.1 on the ice that could come our way by Saturday night with this slight chance of precipitation. Down to 23 this evening. Again, this 30% chance of precip. Up to 27, down to 20 tomorrow. 25 the high on Sunday. Down to 3 with partly cloudy conditions. The greatest chance of precipitation overnight and into Sunday morning. Right now, the temperature's at 34. ESPN 93.5.
I'll check your Fox Business Minute. We'll come back and give you another opportunity here to text in and win. We've got a Game Day Spirit sweatshirt.
Yes.
I got Illini Legends Listen Lore. Mike Pearson will join us also in the next half hour.
Uh-huh.
As we conclude our week of broadcasting, Jeremy Warner show more on the Illini after 9 this morning.
The Fox Business Network. Futures have been mixed. There's no clear indication of how stocks will open on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped more than 1,000 points yesterday. The Dow closed down more than 10% from the high on January 26th. Correction territory. Traders point out, though, it would take a slide of 20% for this to be a bear market. Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst Greg McBride says if you put in $100 at the market high, you'd still have $90. Amazon is apparently preparing to launch a delivery service for businesses. The Wall Street Journal says shipping with Amazon will launch in a few weeks. Amazon will pick up packages from businesses and deliver them. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 1,032 points yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 274, and the S&P slipped 100. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Bethany, how are you?
I'm well, Stevie. How are you doing this morning?
Bethany Manello. She is with Game Day Spirit. So what's going on? You a Christian? What do we got? Kids going to school? What's going on?
Yeah, Corey's daughter still goes to school at Judah Christian. Yeah.
They got a football team coming up.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing, I think it's 8-on-8, which is going to be really fascinating to see that because their numbers are down. Anyway, it's Bethany from Game Day Spirit. You guys, you, of course, that new location at Neil and Kirby, my
yeah.
Oh my, is that a snappy-looking store?
Yeah, we're really proud of that one. It's doing great at its location right there near State Farm Center and Memorial Stadium. It's perfect for people that are going to the games and want to pop in and get something.
Careful. Is Chief, mm-hmm. Is Chief still available, Bethany? Here we go.
I think we call it retired logo, and maybe we don't say what it is.
Okay, is the retired logo still out there?
We are allowed to say Chief, yes, he is still available through special licensing, so we can carry him online only at GameDaySpirit.com, and we have everything from bumper stickers to sweatshirts and T-shirts, of course.
Really, there is a core now with this latest thing that happened at State Farm Bathroom, is that there are people that want to go out and buy more Chief gear, so you've got it at Neil and Kirby. Game Day Spirit has it. At Game Day Spirit, if you want whatever is legal that they can do, they've got. So you can buy it there. That's good to know.
Yeah, well, they can't buy it in the stores. It has to be online only at GameDaySpirit.com.
Kind of odd. Okay, fine. Yeah. GameDaySpirit.com?
Uh-huh.
All right, that's fine. Okay, now your location you have west of the stadium, I mean, it's a remarkable little outfit there. When I go in there, Game Days, it's packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are the official concessionaire for the University of Illinois. It's a part of our partnership that we have. And it's really great because we do get locations like that Grange Grove building where fans can come in, enjoy the experience of being at the game without having to go somewhere else and get Illini gear.
I would just like the gross receipts on a real good Saturday, please.
A lot of people. A line
of people checking out. It's really, really great. I love it. Anyway, people again can find you, Bethany, where?
We are at GameDaySpirit.com, our online retail store. We are at every varsity Illinois athletic event and also at hockey. And then we have our two locations, our brick-and-mortar stores. So that's 6th and Green and Neal and Kirby.
Awesome. And the Chief stuff online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Correct.
Bethany, again, keep up your fine work. We love your store.
Thank you so much, Stevie.
My pleasure. Bethany Manello, GameDaySpirit.
Dave in Tolona has a comment about the Dreamers.
Okay. 8:25. Let me shift my head.
Okay.
Dave, go ahead with Dreamers. What you got?
Well, you know, it's funny to me that all these Dreamers want me to pay for it and other taxpayers for their dreams. I guess that's what we do in the New America. But here's my question for all of these Dreamers. My question is simply this. If you have a house that has a door, that's a border. If you have a fence, that's a border. Champaign County has a border. The state of Illinois has a border. The United States has a border. The Vatican has a border.
They have a wall, actually.
Heaven has a border. And it has gates, and it has walls, and there's barriers to entry. And that barrier to entry is sin. And unless you're forgiven, you see what happens. So, again, it's hard to have a reasonable conversation with unreasonable people. But the thing that galls me, and I think every other taxpayer, is when you come to this country illegally, and we're just supposed to take it, and you wave the flag of your home country. If we're all going to go back to the tribes and just stick with our own cliques, that's fine. But in America, it's a melting pot. And at least a little bit of thanks might be not adding insult to injury and having somebody else pay your bills and pay for your dream.
I get the frustration. You're very frustrated. I hope you feel better because you've really got it out there, Dave. Well done. But what you're essentially saying is nothing wrong with demanding some sort of a system so that you have a clue who's coming in and out of the country. And then perhaps you see some of these Dreamers protesting in poor Nancy Pelosi's office, and they almost are entitled. I don't believe America owes you anything but an opportunity, and I believe you need to come here and do it in a legal way. I don't think that's unreasonable. Now, when it comes to the Dreamers, I mean, I can't hit a four-year-old that came with their parents very hard. I think there should be some sort of a path, but I do believe we need security. We need a big wall. We need a security wire fence, whatever it is that will enable us to hold the border and keep the sieve from being a sieve. Dave, I'm glad you called. I got to run, 8:27. But no, this frustration.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say I'm deporting a kid that's 24 that came when they were four. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. And you're not going to do it. You messed this up for a long time. Blame Washington, whatever you want to blame. But there should be a deep appreciation of this country. And there's a lot of people that don't have it. They think we're the evil empire. Those people, you just want to just leave. Go somewhere else if you're not happy with us. It's an amazing, amazing country with unbelievable opportunities. And if you don't realize it, you need to go out there and backpack and travel the world and stay in hostels. And then you'll just kiss the ground when you come home.
Yeah.
It is an amazing country. Well-intentioned, but there are people that truly hate what we're doing. And not a big number. It feels like a big number, but it's not. Don't let them fool you. The anarchists are a very, very small number. They get a lot of airtime, but they're not big. So something reasonable. You're going to have to secure the border. You're not going to get DACA. John Decker told us last hour he believes they'll get the security money for a wall and fencing and all the other things you want to do to secure the border for the 1.8 million that can become citizens. And a lot of people on both sides don't like that. Maybe that means it's a good deal. Probably won't get lottery, probably won't get chain migration in this one. But if you get the wall and you get the Dreamer thing done, I think that's the best you're going to do right now. 828 ESPN 93.5.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges, That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, this is Maddie Bricka from the Illinois Ripcord. I want to invite you to come hear us perform live at All Out Acapella on Saturday, February 24th at Unity High School in Tolono. We'll be sharing the stage with six other top acapella groups from the University of Illinois, Illinois State, Milliken, and Unity High School. It's going to be a great night with shows at 5 and 8 p.m., and tickets will go fast. So tell your friends and grab your tickets online today at unitymusicboosters.org.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Market New Car Wash and Lube. The touchless car wash. Shining through for you. Family owned and operated. Our full service oil change is the highest rated. And we're open 7 days a week. We want to keep you running at your peak. Now, Market New Car Wash and Lube. The touchless car wash. Shining through for you. Market New Car Wash and Lube.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting he signed the budget deal. The $400 billion measure kept lawmakers up all night, making it through the House hours after it passed in the Senate, despite a delay from Kentucky Republican Rand Paul.
It's a compromise in the wrong direction. We should be compromising in the direction of going towards spending only what comes in.
That delay enough to trigger a brief shutdown.
Of course, it's just a partial shutdown, but on my way in this morning, there was a very long line because some of the office building entrances are still closed, and there was just a little piece of computer paper with pen that said door locked.
Fox's Peter Ducey. And L.L. Bean scrapping its century-old lifetime return policy. Customers now have 1 year to return something they're not happy with because of growing abuse and fraud, according to the company. They will continue to replace products for defects. Fox News. We report. You decide.
1 Corinthians 16:14 states, let all that you do be done with love. Wednesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. Show the person you love and respect how special they are with flowers from the Blossom Basket Florist. Have your flowers delivered on Monday the 12th or Tuesday the 13th and receive a free dozen roses in July. John 4:12 states, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. How special we are that God can live through us. Visit the Blossom Basket at blossombasket.com. Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
The Blackhawks are bringing a home game experience to a bar near you. Check out the official Blackhawks watch party at Firehouse in Champaign, Saturday, February 10th, when the Blackhawks take on the Minnesota Wild. Gene Honda, the stadium voice of the Blackhawks, will be at Firehouse, along with the Budweiser Ice Crew. And you can win tickets to an upcoming game or an autographed item. Plus, the first 100 fans to enter receive a Blackhawks souvenir. Check in using your bar rewards account to score points and win prizes. Visit BlackhawksBars.com for more information. It's all Saturday, February 10th. We'll see you at Firehouse on 6th Street in Campus Town.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family-operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full-system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
I don't think we're going to have a lot, but it always makes me nervous when they predict stuff and then they don't really have specifics.
That's right.
It looks like most all this weather is Chicagoland.
It said new accumulations may be up to an inch.
Okay, so because we were talking 2 to 4, 3 to 6.
I know, okay, earlier this week.
Okay, so it's kind of, knock on wood, fizzling a little.
Yes.
Which is good.
But the point one, ice is a concern as the temperatures drop, and it just kind of depends on if we get the precipitation.
Right.
So today's high 40 down to 22, and the chance of precipitation at 30% coming into Saturday. But then it bumps up to an 80% chance of snow showers between Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow's high at 27 down to 16, 23 the high on Sunday, then down to 3, partly cloudy. The sunshine going into next week. By Wednesday, Valentine's Day, high 45. 35 now. ESPN 93.5.
Now, Mike Pearson was here at the University of Illinois when this song was a hit. A little head east. A little head east going on. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I do faintly remember that song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bring it home. Mike Pearson, Illini Legends, Listen Lore, third edition. We had Bethany on from Game Day Spirit, and because she gave us a book, we're going to give out a book. Can I just sign that on the inside? Just
sure.
Says, I know Mike Pearson,
exactly.
Stevie J. Something like that?
Yes, oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that'll get you a long way in life. Yeah.
There you go.
And then we have the orange.
A nice golf shirt.
It's a nice golf shirt. That's got to be valued at what?
I think $40.
At least.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. What size is that, Stevie?
Yeah.
It's large.
It's Mike. It says Mike Pearson size.
Yeah, that was about 1975.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you're a tall drink of water, my friend. It's Mike Pearson, Illini Legends. Listen, Lord, stand by to text in to win his book and this fabulous golf shirt that you could wear.
From Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Well, Stu Levenick gave $5 million, and Stu Levenick worked at Caterpillar since he left here as a team captain and what, MVP in the 70s with Bob Blackman?
Yep, 1975 was his senior year. That happened to be my first year as Ted Bennett's assistant as the in the Sports Info office, and I soon learned that Stu Levenick was our go-to guy when it came to a reporter asking for an Illini player just to talk about the team, because Stu was Mr. Solid. You know, he had everything going for him. He was a starter. He had a good story. He was a walk-on. He was well-spoken. He was intelligent. And so we often went to Stu Levenick for an interview.
All right, and he was what, offensive guard?
He was an offensive guy. He played guard and tackle. Came in, walked on at about 6'3", 215, left at about 6'3", 250.
Well, okay.
Here's another great example of walk-ons. You know, don't discount walk-ons, mm-hmm. because these are typically your overachievers. How about names like Howard Griffith? Walk on.
Wow.
How about an astronaut named Mike Hopkins?
Wow.
Walk on.
Yeah.
How about Aaron Moorhead, longtime pro? Walk on. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on and on. And Stu Levenick, of course, you know, he went into the pros just for a cup of coffee in the training camp, but you know, to come out the way he did for so many years at Caterpillar and becoming a group president, and then, you know, giving back, how great a story is that? Giving back $5 million.
Yeah, that's incredible. It really is. I mean, that's...
So I'm proud of him. He's just a terrific individual, too.
So if I went to Josh Whitman and said, I want to give $5 million, would he be happy?
I believe he would. You'd get something named after you.
Well, I was going to say the terms would be a little fuzzy because I'd want to give $200 a year for 25,000 years. Would that still work? Or?
Well, how old are you now, Steve?
Yeah, I'm long.
So it all depends on when you began. Yeah.
Well, you know, when Lon Kruger left, and I loved Lon Kruger, when he left here, I called him. And I said, Coach, I'd like to buy your house. Because he had a basketball court in his house.
Oh, yeah.
And he went, good to hear. And I said, I'd like to offer you $500 a month for 150 years. And that turned out to be like $900,000. And he said, and you know what Lon Kruger said when I said that? He said, good start. I'm comfortable with the terms. Good start. My. Anyway, we're starting talking to Stu Levenick and the building of this new facility because basketball, we just need a few more horses, Mike. Yeah. That's all. We need more horses.
Yeah. No, we need some big men. You got to counter the Ethan Hawks of the world because, you know, we don't have that right now. And of course, you know, they're hitting everything in sight from outside.
They are. Yeah.
And so the combination of a guy who can bring it inside and then shoot it outside is not a good combination for this team right now.
I wouldn't mind being Ethan Happ's agent because he's going to make some money in pro basketball. I just think he's very talented. Yeah. Mike Pearson, always a pleasure. How can I get your book?
Well, you're going to give one away, it sounds like, so that's a good start. You've got several options there in Champaign. Game Day Spirit would be your number one, and then go to Barnes & Noble or the University of Illinois on a Union bookstore there on Daniel.
But what if I wanted you to sign it personally?
Oh, gosh. Well, that is a special one because you just come to my website. That's at sportsll.com. And we'll sign it, and we'll give you a 25% discount as well. But I would also ask folks who like Illini history to follow me on Twitter, at Illini Legends or at Big Ten Legends, listen, Lawrence, B1GLLL.
Got it, my friend. We'll talk next week. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay. Mike Pearson, sportsll.com.
Yes.
All right. Right now, though, from Game Day Spirit, we'll give you a chance to win this enormously beautiful golf shirt.
Why don't we go with a triple L for Legends, Lists, and Lore? So you just text
in LLL. Brilliant.
Excellent.
LLL, text in, and boy, it's a nice prize package, a $35 Illini Legends Listen Lore 3rd Edition, forward by intro by Josh Whitman, written by Mike Pearson, compiled by Mike Pearson, and this golf shirt, large, beautiful, orange and blue, with a big eye on the chest. It's beautiful. What do you want to do?
How about 35?
All right, text 35, LLL is all you need. LLL, text 35, 359. 2255-359-2255. Don't forget to go to Radio Refunds. You can get all kinds of great gift certificates from places like Harvest Ale in Paxton and Humble Hog in Paxton. $25 gift cards for just $12.50.
You know, my brother always wanted a drive on date night so he could get to know, you know, his date a little better.
So there you go.
And driving to Paxton, what is that, 20 minutes?
20,
maybe?
30 minutes,
So it's all good. And say hi to Ben Grice while you're there. And the Valentine's Day is Wednesday.
Yeah. So get some certificates or pie's the limit. Ryan's got those $10 gift cards I'm selling for $5. We've got Body Bronze, $35 spray tan for $17.50. And then just up, I have a spring training trip. Very unusual. It's to Florida. I'm not paying your transportation, but the package is detailed at RadioRefunds.com. It's only $1,500, but the stuff that's in it, you can't buy anymore.
Right.
You gotta go to a Cardinal banquet and meet some Cardinals and all that stuff. So it's kind of an insider deal. $1,500 if you're already driving to Jupiter and you don't have a place to stay, or maybe you're going to get a cheap flight to Orlando and drive. I got a rental car I can handle. I got that part of the deal as well. So anyway, go to RadioRefunds.com. You can call us for more details and check it out. Just got one of those packages, and I've got it discounted, only $1,500, but you can check out what's included with all that for Cardinal Spring Training March 8 through 9 through 11. Okay, we'll go find our 35th text in, LLL 359-2255. Good luck.
two decades, Flooring Surfaces has been at the forefront of the flooring industry in central Illinois. Flooring Surfaces has an immense stock of imported porcelain tiles, ever-changing with the latest fashions in flooring. The newest technology for longer-lasting, better-looking vinyl planks, softer carpets that are easier to clean, and hardwoods from elegant exotics to rustic industrial designs. Find it all in the showroom at Flooring Surfaces. Once your design is complete, Flooring Surfaces offers professional installation service for any size project. Whether it's a kitchen backsplash, a tiled shower, an entire basement, or a 100-unit apartment complex, Flooring Surfaces has the experience you need to create a fantastic new space. So when you need carpet, vinyl, tile, laminate, or hardwood, remember that the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Flooring Surfaces, the world at your feet.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Jewelry makes the perfect Valentine's Day gift for her, and you'll find it at 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign. Now through Valentine's Day, buy one piece of jewelry at regular price and get the second piece 50% off. Offer applies to both jewelry and select Valentine's Day gifts. Choose from a beautiful selection of handcrafted earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and rings, including one-of-a-kind fine silver pieces. And sweeten your gift by adding one of our favorite fair trade chocolates. Shopping for her is easy at 10,000 Villages, 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign.
Momentum Archery wants you to shoot great. Momentum's professional team works with archers of all levels and provides excellent customer service and helpful one-on-one instruction. Momentum specializes in bow hunting, recreational archery, and competition. With leagues, game night, classes, and birthday parties, there's something for everyone. Plus, you won't want to miss out on the widely popular archery tag. Think of it like paintball without the welts. Come visit Momentum today and check out their 24-hour indoor shooting range. Find them on Route 45 in Tolono or online at momentum.com.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie, year after year after year. Call Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Has life been good to you? Here's a chance to give something back. Contact Lauren Smith in Champaign, 351-3722, or Tom Howley in Urbana, 337-0853, for information about how you can become a mentor and put children in our community on the right path to success.
So Unity Dancers are at the state championship.
In Springfield.
And their number one rival is Villa Grove?
Yes.
What?
And like 0.3 on the difference in the totals last week in Tuscola at the dance competition.
Class 1A hip-hop.
Yes.
Brandon, you're in Villa Grove?
Yes, sir.
But she kind of blackmailed you and said if you root for Unity Dancers, you'll win the prize. Is that what she said?
Something like that.
Gotcha. Okay, my friend, you win the Illini Legends Listen Lore and the golf shirt. These are really snappy. You got it.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Way to go. 35th text in.
Very good.
Text in LLL.
Good-looking golf shirt here.
Oh, yeah. Game day spirit. Visit them today. Here we go. We checked your sports headlines.
And one of our experts at ESPNCU.com also got a text in to 359-2255 asking about our podcast feature. Yes. You can rehear some of our interviews. Help yourself. Wisconsin over the Illini 78-69 yesterday. Next up, Penn State Sunday at 6. The women lost to Indiana yesterday. That final was 70-54. Tennis hosting California and Stanford today. Illinois softball down in Florida. They've got a doubleheader starting with Providence at 11. Illinois Football Center got a gift from Stu Levenick. Good to hear about the $5 million that came in when Mike Pearson was on, our author from Illini Legends List and Lore. and that made Brandon a winner.
What if I did 200 a year for 25,000 years, and then when I die, then they could get a piece of my life insurance?
I see.
Wonder if you could do that.
I don't know.
I want to have an auditorium named after me.
Have a meeting with Josh Whitman. Maybe they can work out the details.
So it's just all about terms. Good. Not comfortable with the terms. Good start.
Funny that he kind of buried his little terms.
Not comfortable with the terms. Good start. Lon Kruger. He was one of the best guys ever. I love him. I think he's the nicest man and a massively successful career. He was a good one. I really like working around Lon Kruger.
Hey, speaking of prizes, we have still probably 9 Cardinal calendars that have not been picked
Ooh.
Up. And people are circling kind of like vultures.
Yeah, they
above.
Want them. They want that.
So if you haven't
We always say 30 days.
We say 30 okay. days, so,
right.
and it's been that. So
if you want a Cardinal calendar, you want it, come get it, or we will recycle.
That's right.
Back in a minute.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build, Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to daretodream2018.com. That's daretodream2018.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, pitchers and catchers. Report, like, in fact, I know a lot of the Cardinal guys are already down there. Cubs guys probably won't show up till like March because they're so confident.
Uh-huh.
So
That's the 13th Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras.
Yeah, Cubs probably aren't going till March because they're so darn confident.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's always baseball. It's just been a hard basketball year.
Belt. Should we talk about okay? And nobody's, like, locked in any deals yet. We're still waiting on Jake Arrieta and Yu Darvish, right?
They're having, at IMG down in Florida, they're having a free agent spring training because there's so many guys that, you know, and they're all ready. They've got personal trainers. They've got their, and it's not like, oh, gosh, I'm out of shape. I mean, they're ready to go.
Right.
They just don't have a deal, and they're all going, what? I'm Yu Darvish.
Right.
Yu Darvish is going to get signed. Jake Arrieta is going to get signed. Lance Lynn's going to get signed. Eric Hosmer is going to get signed. Mike Moustakas, the third baseman for Kansas City, whatever, he'll get signed. It's just not going to be what they thought. Lance Lynn walked away from $17 million for 1 year in St. Louis. And now he's going, I want that back.
Right.
He's not going to get $17 million, but he might get 3 years, $35
million. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be what they thought. And it's still, if you think about it, he's getting ripped up. No, he's not. It's a lot of money.
That is.
And at some point, it really doesn't matter, except maybe the pressure on them to support their other fellow union members, because the going rate. Drew Brees made a lot of money yesterday on Jimmy Garoppolo, because Drew Brees is going to get more than Jimmy Garoppolo. 5 year, 137.
Right.
So Drew's getting more than that because he's better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
So it helps everybody.
Sure.
So that's why the
I think back in the day, Jodie Foster, as the highest paying actress, was saying, "I want 100,000 more than the top person."
Well, it's all comparable. I mean, you go in and you say, "Listen, my shortstop hit 20 points higher and hit 4 more home runs. That's worth a little more than that guy." That's what they do.
Uh huh.
It's all relative to what that kind of level player is getting. Okay, we got basketball tonight.
Yes, we do. JT Walker's High School Sports Showcase is supported by i3 Broadband. Another option for your internet, TV, and voice without the contracts. Check out their fiber network today online at i3broadband.com. Also, Illini Mattress, family-owned and operated online at IlliniMattress.com. Long's Garage with their ASE-certified technicians located at 503 East Main Street in Urbana. Roof Doctors, have the roof your home deserves. RoofDoctorsCo.com. And be ready when the whistle blows with Carl Sports Medicine. New location at the corner of 1st and Windsor in Champaign. Looks good. It's Urbana and Centennial on ESPN 93.5 tonight at 7:30.
Okay. And again, Illinois plays Penn State. I didn't even look beyond, but I meant to
find out the point spread and all that.
Nah, I don't care about that.
Okay.
At some point, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It, you know, it does. I did want to do this before I left.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier.
Actually, they're playing. playing this for the Russian athletes. And if the Russian athletes win, they're raising the Olympic flag.
The generic vanilla, but not their country.
Not the country because of the, you know, ban. And 169 athletes still able to compete. 47 because of the doping.
You can watch the opening ceremonies, but they're kind of over. So, earlier, Simon on.
And the Olympic Stadium where this ceremony took place is really exposed to the elements. They held, it's a specially built venue, but they held a concert here a few months ago, and six people caught hypothermia. Yeah. So they've not taken any chances, the organizers. Everyone in the crowd was given a hat and a seat warmer and a hand warmer and a blanket and various other things to try
Three
and
hours?
Fend off.
3 degrees?
Yeah. Right now.
Whoa. Yeah. In South Korea?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's colder than they anticipated.
All right, so Simon joined us live from Pyongyang, South Korea.
Pyeongchang or something?
Pyeongchang.
Okay.
Pyeongchang, South Korea. And again, North Korea, Kim Jong-un's sister was there, and he shook hands with South Korean's president, and they're going, wow, they're using you. I got to go. Jeremy Warner's next. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
I am Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Game Day Spirit has partnered with the newly named Illinois Geese College of Business to bring you a line of Geese Business apparel. Shop the pre-order selection underneath the Geese Business tab and get behind the new branding of the College of Business. While you're there, browse the Game Day Vault to shop the Dick Butkus collection and brand new apparel with Illinois College Vault logos on the site now. Game Day Spirit is also getting ready to add all new apparel to the stores and at GameDaySpirit.com. Be the first to own a Nike replica baseball jersey for the upcoming season at Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
You buy Community Credit Union for campus and community.
Wanting to eat healthier, lose weight, or hit the gym more this year? Why not make a New Year's resolution in 2018 to be financially healthy? It all starts with the U of I Community Credit Union and the Illini Visa Rewards Card. Right now, at the U of I Credit Union, we're giving you the chance to start the new year off with 0% when you transfer your balance to the Illini Visa Rewards Card. Go to IlliniCard.org to get in on this offer. Hi, I'm Lisa Paul, your SJ Broadcasting financial expert. Right now, open an Illini Visa Rewards Card between now and March 15th and receive 0% for balance transfers until March 2019. Promotion not eligible for purchases in existing cardholders. It's time to get smart when it comes to money. It starts now in 2018, and it starts with the Illini Visa Rewards Card. Apply online at IlliniCard.org. That's IlliniCard.org.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Everywhere you look these days, people are doing their part by getting involved in the life of a child. Do your part. Contact Lauren Smith in Champaign, 351-3722, or Tom Howley in Urbana, 337-0853, for information about how you can become a mentor.
Tell me about Axel. What is it like being canine, working with a doggy?
Well, unfortunately, he is not a pet, and people, you know, seem to think that these are pets. They come home, they lay on the couch and things like that, and he gets a lot of love, but he is, I affectionately refer to him as a Fernado. He is just, he wants to work. He loves to work. His drive is incredible. He is a year and a half old. He is a Shepherd Malinois from Hungary, and he's an incredible asset, but there's a lot more work than what people seem to think happens.
A little like a service dog, maybe, where they're working all the time for somebody who's blind or deaf or something, and it's a professional kind of thing, but, you know, you bond.
Oh, yes.
But it's you got to go find those drugs for me, or when you can tell when people freak out when they see you and a dog.
Oh, yes.
Because like, a dog's not going to miss it.
No, he's not going to miss it, and I think also they come with teeth.
Yeah, well.
People are a little afraid of that.
Sarah Links, our law enforcement official of the month for February.
Dr. G's BrainWorks, Marketplace Shopping Center in the Dick's Sporting Goods Wing, where brains of all ages come to play. A one-of-a-kind specialty store with a smart collection of hand-picked, expert-tested, certifiably fun ways to build better brains. Their store is designed for you to roll up your sleeves and get a little brainy while you play games, solve puzzles, try out gadgets to find the right games and activities for you and your favorite brains. Dr. G's promises you'll have fun, clear the mental cobwebs, and enjoy the cognitive benefits of playing with a smart purpose. Dr. G's BrainWorks at Marketplace Mall, Champaign.
time for your out and about with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry joining me. Terry, something we need to know about happening in Monticello, right?
Yes, you can get a jump start on Valentine's Day this weekend with the Chocolate Fantasy event happening in Monticello tonight. Stroll the historic square to over 20 businesses that will be offering samplings of various chocolate-themed desserts at each stop. But make sure you get your tickets online before you head out.
All right, sounds good. What else is happening that we need to know about?
You can check out A Twist on the Odd Couple featuring a female cast at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign all weekend. This female version introduces Florence Unger and Olive Madison in this hilarious show.
All right, tickets on sale now for that show. And you have one more event. Tell us about it.
You can take the family out for a date night at Phillips Recreation Center in Urbana. Their family date night on Saturday will feature a tasty dessert bar, music, and craft projects for the whole family, and it's a great way to spend Valentine's Day together.
All right, for details on these three events or anything else happening this weekend, Terry, where can our listeners go?
Visit ChampaignCounty.org.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency today at